Welcome back to Fresh Tracks on SDPV, and our musical and informational guide once again is David Herzrud from Sturgis. David, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful.
You've been digging around inside Billboard, and you have made some interesting discoveries about radio programming, and now you're talking about My Life, but particularly of how it pertains to public media radio.
My wife and I get into Minneapolis a number of times a year, and I just absolutely love listening to The Current, which is a public radio station there. And you'll hear music on that station that you've never heard before. And there's a couple other stations that I've been able to pick up in my travels, KUTX in Austin, KEXP in Seattle, and of course KCMP, The Current in Minneapolis. The article I saw in Billboard, which kind of attracted my attention, Public Radio's Winning Strategy, Music Discovery. I mean, let's face it, contemporary music is in a crisis mode at American radio. You listen to the radio and you're going to probably hear the hits of yesteryear. You're not going to hear a lot of new stuff. And that doesn't surprise me because for years, AM, FM listening has slowly trended downward. My wife and I moved back to South Dakota in 1977. And during the rally, one day I'm driving, but I had the radio on, and every station that I picked up was playing Sweet Home Alabama. Couldn't believe it, but it you know, kind of telling me that things are just a little bit different. But what's happening is some of these public radio stations, they're bucking the trend. They're getting more and more listeners. They love the high quality and diverse public radio alternatives that they can check out.
Now you're right in my wheelhouse, because about the time that you were working with the record industry out of Chicago, I was getting involved in the radio industry in Sioux Falls. So we were both on different lanes of the same highway. You were trying to get records played on the radio, and I was on the radio playing records. So 50 years has passed, driven partially by technology, maybe more than partially. The radio format and the radio programming side has changed dramatically. Part of it was mechanics in the 90s when larger corporate ownership was made possible by the Congress, and there were less hometown-owned radio stations. There were large groups. That had a huge impact, as you well know, on the programming of music and the programming of those stations. By that time, I had made a transition to public broadcasting here in South Dakota, and over time have had a connection with many other stations and programmers, both radio and television and on the public side from around the country. And what you're describing, David, in the music side is the same intent, in my opinion, of what they're trying to do on the public radio talk stations, which is give me something honest, give me something interesting, tell me about my world in such a way that I hadn't looked at it that way before. And if you take those ideas from the talk point of view and transpose those into music, you get KEXP, you get KCMP, you get KUTX.
Well, and the other thing, this has turned into kind of a catch-22 for bands, because they've reached a point where commercial radio stations, they won't play music that's not popular. But it's hard for an artist to get popular if no one's going to play their songs. We depended on small stations to really break artists. One time, there was a band called Nazareth. That group and their album broke out of Rapid City, South Dakota.
Really?
Absolutely. That doesn't happen anymore, and I think it's kind of sad. It's great to see these public stations playing new music, and they've been doing it for years. They just haven't got the notoriety that they deserve.
Well, I hope we helped a little bit. On the music side today, we've got a couple of familiar names. One that was not so familiar to me, maybe we can introduce folks to, and that's SZA. Let's talk about SZA.
Well, she's got an album came out. It's called SOS. And the album has been number one, not on consecutive weeks or months. This is the 10th time that this album has been number one. Got a score of 90 from Metacritic, and that's a combination of 20 critics. And they put her at the in the top 10 of the best albums of 2022. The interesting thing about this is this album has become number one numerous times, but it's only available as a digital download. In other words, you can't buy a CD of it, you can't buy a vinyl pressing of it. That's unbelievable. Her first album came out in 2017, and Time Magazine made it the album of the year. And it was added to Rolling Stone's list of the 50 best albums of all time.
No vinyl, no CD, only digital download. This isn't the first artist to do that, but is this a trend? This sounds like something we're going to see and hear a lot more of?
Oh, yeah. I am absolutely convinced of that, because as the number of vinyl albums being purchased in any given year just keeps increasing. You're seeing people going back to CDs. The thing is changing. This young lady who plays kind of a unique blend of hip-hop, R&B, and pop, her record label hasn't been able to get the vinyl out. They haven't been able to get the CDs out. But it really hasn't made any difference.
See, I wonder, though, in the world of digital download, you're talking about ones and zeros, the same background technology in a CD, if there might be a vinyl at some point that offers just that extra playback personality that you get from the old needle and vinyl. I mean, we're talking about high-end audiophile stuff, but if it might suffer from the same, well, it's not vinyl, it doesn't sound as good.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and
okay.
Hope it doesn't.
All right. Peter Gabriel, let's talk about the album I.O.
And the song is Panopticon. Gabriel was the lead singer for Genesis. I had a chance to spend some time with them back in the early 70s when they were signed to our label. Peter decided to go solo and did that in 1975. He's been called rock music's most innovative and ambitious musicians and one of its most political. People may remember the song Sledgehammer. That was the most played video of all time on MTV. He's coming out with a new album, I.O. It's his 10th studio album and his first album since 2011 and his first album of new music since 2002. Now, Peter, what he is planning to do is he's going to release songs off the album to coincide with the full moon each month.
Okay.
Okay. Now, no one has told us when the full album is going to come out, okay. But I love the song. I think it's going to be a fantastic album. I'm excited.
Are we getting the Peter Gabriel that we know and appreciate? Is there something brand new here, or is it we're getting what we know and like?
I think we're getting what we know and what we like.
Well, because that brings me to Metallica. Screaming Suicide is the latest single. When you listen to it, you're getting Metallica, but it sounds like they're going head-on to bring up a topic that they want discussed.
This is just the kind of band they are. And you talk to them about the kinds of things that they've been associated with for the last few years. Very, very high profile. They're still one of the most influential heavy metal bands of all time. A have sold approximately 125 million albums around the world. Their song, Enter Sandman, which was came out of one of their, like, their fifth album, it's been streamed over 1 billion. I want to say that again, 1 billion times. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2009. This new album is coming out. In fact, what they're going to do is they're going to start touring. But the tour is going to last 2 years.
Oh, my.
There's such a demand for tickets and the ability to see the group that they are scheduling 2 concerts in each city where they're going to perform so people can see them.
Is there any chatter like, well, I wonder if this might be the last time?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're too active.
Okay.
And by the way, one of the things that they're going to do with these 2 concerts, they're going to make sure that there is no repeats. So if somebody wants to go to both shows, they're going to hear a different playlist every night.
Wow. I hope somebody only goes to one, doesn't feel they missed their favorite song at the other, but that's pretty aggressive. Boy, between lighting and sound and everything that goes into an arena-sized concert, yeah, that's why they play the songs in the same order every night.
And I have a sneaky suspicion that 72 Seasons, when it comes out, is going to be like number one in the world, probably the day it's released.
Well, okay, that's the album you're going to watch for from Metallica, 72 Seasons, and concert tickets tours. And I hope all the ticket sales go without incident. Peter Gabriel has a new one, I.O., and Panopticon is the release from that. And it's S-Z-A, pronounced as SZA. That's the new album, S-O-S, and go public radio music stations. Okay, our musical guide, as always, on Fresh Tracks is David Herzrud. Thanks, David.
Good listening.